The information and opinions presented in this podcast are based on research done at a particular point in time. The fields of medicine, surgery, psychology, etc. are constantly evolving as new studies and movements happen. Please take into account the year of any particular episode's publication, and as new information presents itself, we will do our best to release updated episodes on the topics. Listener discretion is advised for references to medical terminology of body parts. Unless otherwise stated, no one speaking on this podcast is a medical or legal professional and cannot provide medical or legal advice. Welcome to the Trans Field Guide. The following is an opinion piece. When I started out on this episode, I had every intention of writing something about how the media represents trans people, what they did wrong, etc. I will still do that, briefly. However, in preparation for this episode, a very difficult, emotionally charged, and important conversation happened between myself and one of my friends. That conversation highlighted an equally important topic that I feel goes hand in hand with what the media does with trans people. And that's what trans people do with the spotlight and our expectations of our fellow trans people. First, let's set the stage and give context here. In the Netflix show Tiger King, there is a person who works at Joe's Zoo called Saf. In the show, Saf is referred to using female pronouns, and Saf's full legal name is displayed on the screen, with Saf in quotations as an alias or nickname. It's not until the after-show interviews at the end of the series that we learn that Saf is in fact a trans man. During said interview, he states that while he identifies as a man, the fact that during the show they referred to him as a female didn't bother him as much as it bothered other people. There are several points and arguments that can be made just about that single part of the show. One of the main things that should be stated is that the documentary team should have done some further diligence in accurate reporting and representation of Saf. I do appreciate that the interviewer in the post-show follow-up segment did address this, but ideally that should not have been an issue if the production team had done the little extra work up front. Now for the more polarizing aspect of the situation. Saf answered honestly during the interview that being misgendered didn't bother him as much as it bothered other people. For some, this was a deeply disappointing moment, as the act of him shrugging it off came across as him not taking the opportunity to educate the masses that even though he was not bothered, you should still make a point of using people's proper genders. For others, they were able to shrug off the moment as not being so big of a missed opportunity, as the focus of the show and even the after show was not on gender politics, but working for a crazy zoo owner. This is where the emotionally charged conversations happen, or at least where they did for me. Which side of the argument who was on doesn't really matter for this upcoming point. We, as people watching the show, will naturally and unconsciously project ourselves onto what we're watching. For people in the trans community, we are more prone to project ourselves and our values onto Saf, who is the only option for representation that we have in the program, and only if we know that he's trans in the first place. So the argument no longer becomes what Saf should or should not have done with his 10 minutes of fame in the after show, but is now about what we would have done if we were in his place. Would we have taken the spotlight as an additional chance to try to educate the world about how we should be treated? Or would we have shrugged it off and focused on what the primary topic of the show was about? Alternately, the disappointment comes from wanting to see someone else take the yoke of activism from our shoulders so that we can feel like we have less educating that we have to do ourselves. Why should we, the little people, shoulder all the burden when this person has the attention of so many people, however brief, that they could champion for us? The way that the conversation that I was involved in played out, it became obvious that we were venting and defending our individual stances, opinions, and standards for our own lives. In doing this, Saf became the straw man for us to internalize our own concerns that we were not doing enough in our own lives to champion for our cause, and that we were simultaneously so very tired of championing it all. At the end of the day, Saf has the right to do what he wants with his spotlight, no matter if we agree with it or not. That's not to say that we can't be disappointed with it not going the way we would have liked, but we need to keep a healthy perspective of the subject. We are all just individuals who have to try to balance the needs of the community with the needs of ourselves and our loved ones. Projecting your idea of the minimum acceptable activism onto others can quickly lead into guilting or outright attacking people who are doing what they can with their lives at any given time. Some people can push themselves and martyr themselves happily, and some people use all their emotional energy getting out of bed in the morning. Neither person is a bad person, and if the two end up trading places for a while, that's not bad either. The best thing that we can do for our community is to love each other, first and foremost. Everything else will come naturally, and will look differently for each person. Like this episode? Tell someone about it. Have any questions or concerns? Please feel free to send an email to transfieldguide@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes. Stay safe, and remember, I'm proud of you.